deixar, vamos deixar esse negócio. Vamos deixar, vamos deixar desse negócio. De você viver sem mim, não quero mais esse negócio. De você viver sem mim, vamos deixar desse negócio. De você viver sem mim.
And that's Tania Maria. One of her early Brazilian records before she came to North America. Before that, we had Elis Regina. But let's play another track. This is a very rare track, apparently. Gal Costa. I'll be back with Mike Ingram, my co-hosts, right after this. You're listening to African Rhythms. 822 CITR.
Nasceu, cresceu guerreando, caminhando dia e noite no deserto sem errar. Pois com muita fé ele só para pra rezar. Pois pela direção do sol e das estrelas, no oásis escondido, água ele vai achar. Pois o homem de véu azul é o prometido de Alá. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ah, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue. Galopando seu cavalo preto brilhante, ele vem todo de azul, orgulhoso e confiante, trazendo seu rifle embalado, sua adaga tiracolo, sempre pronto para o que der e o que vier. Pois ele é sentimental, humano, é nobre, é mouro, é muçulmano. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue.
Rather Middle Eastern flavor to that one, Mike.
That was quite ingenious, Gal Costa. Que gracinha! Oh man, they're taking us from the desert sands, or the burning sands, back to Brazil.
Yeah, I really like that, and it just shows you there's a wide world of creativity in Brazilian music today, as yesteryear, back from the early 60s with the popularity of the bossa nova through the early 70s
right.
to modern times. And let's just hear one more track from someone I'd never heard of. Robertinho Silva is amazing.
Música.
I like the sound of those local monks in Brazil.
Right, you know, they sound like they're leaving the monastery to get down to the parade, you know? Carnival's coming up.
Excellent. Beautiful combination. Well, why don't we get back to something a little funkier? Cadet Records, Ramsey Lewis.
Well, can't go wrong with Ramsey, I tell you. We talked about him earlier, and Ramsey, sure enough, more than anything, knew how to throw a groove down.
Why am I treated so bad? There's a real similarity there with their mic with There Was a Time, James Brown.
That sounded like a little riff theft right there, I mean, for sure. You know,
in a nice, in his own arranged, funky way, which is kind of cool.
Well, they say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but in music, sometimes that's the closest thing between flattery and a lawsuit. But
yeah.
We give Ramsey the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah, let's. All right, well, one thing we, you know, with the longer show, we'll be able to stretch out and play some longer tracks. And another one that a real great early hip-hop symphony. I mean, there was some really key tracks that were more left field, and this one, the original cover was done by Jean-Michel Basquiat himself. Great artist who died before his time.
Mm-hmm.
He did the cover work for this one. Ramelzy versus K-Rob, a couple of early guys, and this was on Profile Records.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's very, very hard to find.
Yeah, real tough to find. That's, of course, Run DMC's label.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's check this out now, Mike, and then we can get ready our soulful philosophical brother Henry Miller get him to meet up with some of our favorite grooves.
Like that.
Get funky in the place. Get funky in the place. This pathetic dope addicts have to be abused. It's the same, what a thing to be a prostitute. Life is given to us just to do the right thing. Instead of that, we came a whole ball with big dope feet. Makes you feel real bad every time I see another bone over brother sleeping on the street. In the corner, in the morning, every night and day. It's a pity, so many people try to act gay. Everybody's turning crazy, so you better believe to do the right things, or soon you'll see. Life ain't no more joke, it's a serious thing. When you're dealing with the answers that you can't explain. New York City is a place of mysteries. Drug addicts, dope dealers taking over the street. That mayor's always saying, why the hell do we pay for what? For they break the laws and get a couple of days. No sense trying to help, there's really no use. Think the world's messing up, let me tell you the truth. All rocks trying to pop with no respect. Niggas waiting at the station for the big paycheck. Homeboys going vacant on Thursday night. Girls waiting in the house for Mr. Right. Kids going to school just to be a fool. Never wanna learn to work just to go to a fool. It's the funky beat, and it's the funky beat, and it's the funk, and it's the funky beat. Yeah. This is the mellow they call the rail bell. The rocks are with the rhythm that a shock can spell. When the shake up kick, the wakes you up in the morning. Gotta rake with the rhythm like a number one groaning. MC quick, just to make your peanut butter. Shock with the rhythm, I'm a number one undercover. Bring it up, just shake it up, rodeo. Bring it up, just shake it up, rodeo. I'm the melody down with the funky sound that can make you break with my diamond studded crown. Just so making you dip like a little bit of dive, like a rat, just so making you hide. Cry corn to the break of dawn. Just freaking, yeah, baby. Just freaking, yeah, baby. Like a little jelly bean, I'm a sweet like say a candy cane to make you get down. This is number one stain on the train, just moving like a stage yard. Just bring it up, yeah, yeah. Stage yard, like a roller coaster ride, like a make you bump. Just grooving with the rhythm as you shake your rump. You got the a rock, rock, you don't stop. The baby, yo, you got it now, rock, you don't stop. Just hip hop today, damn doobie doo. Yeah, Scooby Doo, what you wanna do, crew? Just freak out, yeah, girl, baby. Just freak up, yeah, yeah, baby. The water so don't give a fuck, damn. Get down it up. Rock on, you don't stop the jam it up. Rock on, you don't stop the beat, boy. Rock on, you don't stop. Freak it on, break down, don't stop. From the depths of hell, rock well, Romel. Rock on to the beat, beat. Yeah, candy cane, get you sick, rock it so sweet. Cause I'm a jam up, hip hop, I'm making the tip top. Shake on the break down, the needle on the high. Grooving with the rhythm of the break of the shot. Smoking cheaper at the horse, drinking OE brew. Never wanna go to school when that's a fact. So all of a sudden you got left back. Now you're feeling real low and mighty hurt. And your friends are snapping on you like you're a jerk. Now things are hard and you're feeling depressed. And your mind can't function cause you can't pass the test. You're saying to yourself, what can I do? I can't go home, I might as well quit school. Jobs are hard to find, everybody knows. And you can't do crime cause you're on parole. No education is a big disgrace, and so you might as well work at the sanitation. Can you get my drift? Get funky in the place.
I know the man that gets with the deal, that rocks like a brimster, acts real real. He can get real ill when you're on the chill. I like the quarter drop a dime, that can make it say the thrill. Master killer called the evil griller. Yes, the best in the nation, yeah, number one killer. I'm the best cut, I'm rocking with the duck. Ranking with the conceal, a shock, shock. You don't quit, quit, you don't quit.
Say what?
Rockin', I don't stop the bebop, the rockin'. You don't quit, quit, turn it up, y'all. With the serious shit, you're shaking on. Rockin' on and on, break it on. Keep it on, break it on.
Get on.
Get on,
get on,
get up,
get up.
I like a rodeo, rodeo, big duck. I like a DD to hop in with the BB king on the mic. I like a mic controller, seeking on the freak. I like a little deep deep. You rockin' hard with kids, Johnny. I like this show, Patty Duke. Don't stop, Patty Duke. Play down, not hitting the top. I break a rock, grandmaster, hip and showing the shocking up. Shake it out, you don't stop.
Get funky in the place.
bass.
What?
All the time that you spent hanging out with your friends, you never took the effort to see what's happening. Crime, 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 can't get it off of mine, cause it's the thing we have to face all the damn time. People always say, why do they break the law? So I'm gonna tell you right now, it's cause of all of y'all. Fast and gold like your bowl, I'm gonna let it be told. It doesn't matter to a D, if you're young or old. Just money they want and they need it bad. And to take another person life, it makes them feel glad. So rock to the funky beat. Yeah, ain't another that you heard yet. Rockin' better on the radio set. And if you did and if you did, please tell me now. All the others rockin' better in town. Had to say, don't front on me. And if you do, it's only jealousy. All the ladies, T-Money. All the homeboys, T-Money. Money making, rock on it. Money making, rock on it. Boogie down there, rock on it. Room LC, rock on it.
Say what?
Now when I get down to the funky check rock, you know a good rhythm just makes you bet, bet you catch it like a three card money money. All I wanna do is just rock the beat, money on it. I am with the jam, now with the dive, like a pick in your pocket, put the dick on the slide, slide. A bunch of cap kid 38 shooting real straight, cause I'm down like a double dump. I remanipulating on that beat, grandmaster make a move, make you with the rhythm when I shoot to the boo boo. Rockin' on like a tutti frutti boo boo. You know I when I went to school, I went to the depths of hell, to the darkest deepest corner. Rockin' all the women, shocking with the order. All the upper double death, a magical man. I like a dip star, prank star, deafin' with the damn damn death, death, death jam, y'all. I like a B-boy making with the creek creek, a B-boy making with the creek creek. I shoot it up, yeah, shoot it up, y'all, yeah. Shoot it up, yeah, shoot it up, y'all, yeah. I'll break it down, yeah, baby. Break it down, yeah, baby. Slipping the dope, yeah, and taking the yoke like a little old homeboy. Shooting with the choke, yeah, making with the sneaker. Rocking like a ether, MC quick, just the number one leader. Shooting like an uptown flip on the check. When I step out my ride, I can hit the deck. Rock on, to the break of dawn. Rock on, till the break of dawn. 728. It was 3 o'clock, had the money in my pocket, broke to the last drop. I had no way of getting home, I was really messed up cause I was all alone. I felt real sick and very confused, and my heart was pumping fast, I think it was the blues. And my legs felt weak and I couldn't walk, got pains in my chest when I tried to talk. Said, oh God, it hasn't happened to me, give me a chance to stay up and get the D.O.B. Cause I'm a type of person who likes to play, and at the time I had a drink.
And they sound like they can just keep trading off rhymes all night. The tune goes on for a while. It's worthwhile. There's a lot of content there. Socially conscious kind of stuff.
Reminds you of the old mic battles back in the day. A little Sugar Hill groove. Got a little Sugar Hill flavor to that. From back when this hip-hop thing really swung into the rapping. Became more of a mainstream type music.
Yeah, and that was Left Field and early on. And some of the things happening with Celluloid, Grandmaster DST, and these small New York labels, it was a great time.
It was, because when you see the birth of something new, everybody just kind of gets caught up in it, but in a positive way. And at that time, hip-hop culture, the whole idea of the break dancing and the b-boys and the scratching and the DJing, it was recognized finally as art, because anything that comes out of the creative consciousness is art. I don't care what it is, whether it comes down to sculpting, writing, or anything like that. And it took a lot of wherewithal for the masses, or rather not the masses, but the suits and the record companies to get on board and say, all right, there's something to this. There's something very tangible to this.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, it's innocence in a way, because it was something that was separate, unique art form that was almost anarchist to what was going on. Nobody really believed it was going to shift so many copies and the rest of it, and eventually it happened. And along came a little bit later the Tribe Called Quest De La Soul Jungle Brothers thing, and that was like the next level. But the early stuff, Wild Pitch, and then the other labels that came up, it was a great time.
Well, that is it's amazing how far that one particular area branched off into. I mean, just that you talked about with the De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, you know, you had things later on like Public Enemy carrying their own little load, you know, with the socially conscious message, but with a more in-your-face type of attitude as opposed to De La Soul's kind of humorous approach.
After Public Enemy, hip-hop got very big, and that was its biggest enemy in some ways, in my opinion.
Well, you know, that's what happens. The saying is power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. In hip-hop, when it had branched off into that misogynist gangster fringe, we saw the dark side of things, unfortunately, and, you know, it was like a lot of this wasn't true part of what the hip-hop culture was set to be.
Yeah, yet the music and the poetry does live on. Somewhere in the hip-hop, I don't follow it now as well as I did, but I respect the fact that there still is great creative artists out there.
Yes, indeed. I respect anyone who can make anything from nothing, and that's exactly what these young people did.
Yeah, respect to that. No, speaking of creating your own artistic identity, I guess a couple of things I've done myself, and one would be painting, and then the other would be making these mixes of my favorite author, Henry Miller.
Now, what is it about Henry that you find appealing? I mean, a lot of people, you know, have a favorite author and all of that, but why Henry Miller?
Well, I just started mixing a couple of years ago, Mike, with vinyl copies of some of his dialogue, and I found the manipulation of mixing in the hip-hop manner and whatever, which you can't really do with CDs. I found that here is a way, through mixing it, that I can reach people with, just like with the best poetry and even hip-hop rhyming and whatever, but a real message. Even, you know, with the best classic soul music, I love a message, we both do, and I found Henry Miller's message, after reading some of his books, I was lucky enough to have one of his best books, some of the dialogue to that, to Paint Us to Love Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, well then why don't we go into, we'll start with a couple of older ones that I did a couple years ago, and then we'll sort of make our way through three or four mixes to modern day, what I'm doing with the Henry mixes now, and let's hope in the future, Mike, I'll be able to get more stuff on vinyl so I can mix more out those. I've got a little bit of Langston Hughes and Martin Luther King, but not enough stuff.
To win through by sheer force of genius is one thing. To survive and continue to create when every last door is slammed in one's face is another.
Sky.
Understanding. Perhaps the greatest gift the little men have to offer us is this ability to accept the conditions which life imposes, accept one's own limitations, in other words. Or to put it another way, to love what one does, whether it causes a stir or not. Of the highest men, Vivekananda once said, they make no stir in the world. They are calm, silent, unknown. The astonishing thing is that those who are mocked and jeered at, particularly by their fellow painters, sometimes turned out to be the foremost painters of their time. It's only when we look with eyes of love that we see as the painter sees. To see and feel what ordinarily we ignore or are immune to. His manner of approaching the world tells us, in effect, that nothing is vile or hideous. Nothing is stale, flat, and unpalatable, unless it be our own power of vision. Merely to look. One must look, see. See. dancing into and around. Art must show what goes on in the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can tune in and podcast there.
I don't think anyone can teach anyone how to write anything about it at all. Yes, you can give advice, but will they follow it? Can they follow it? Does anyone follow advice anyhow? I find I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, and yet. But people too sometimes. What I find is a very simple thing that I always think, if one leads a normal life, secret to happiness and joy, serenity and creativeness. If you can find your rhythm. This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things. I don't think what we do is so important, it's what we are, what we learn to be. This discover our own being and live with it and act in accordance with our own being. I think that's the important thing. Doesn't matter that you are not a Picasso or a Rembrandt or a Dostoevsky, do you see? One can have his rich a life without the expression in some medium. I find people who are just in themselves a piece of art. Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? We don't hear such talk anymore, do we?
No.
We don't have such open minds either. Never know. I find I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, yet. It becomes a habit. So you've cultivated a certain habit, a way of life. Secret to happiness and joy, serenity and creativeness. If you can find your rhythm, don't you know?
How Does each person find this for himself?
One can't answer that, because that's for each one to discover. Each
that's
one has
joy,
a different...
The pain and
yes, yes.
The challenge.
This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things.
Then
how many oil painters paint like masters? They may not use watercolor like a master. How many oil painters paint like masters? The saving thing about children and how we need to emulate them is that they will and can use anything that comes to hand. So does the prisoner in his cell. The insane. What marvelous drawings and paintings have been produced by these unfortunate devils? Results produced under therapy, but of the products of compulsion and obsession, manufactured day in and day out, often without food or sleep, by those solitary ones who are caged like beasts. Where, one may ask, do these unfortunate creatures get the strength and the inspiration to carry on as they do? Should bear in mind, of course, that they do not have to earn a living. That they are not concerned about their health. Nor do they worry about hygiene. Feel no shame or guilt concerning their misconduct. That they do not have to keep up with current events, that atom bombs mean nothing to them. What joyous colors, what freedom. What is the joy of a childlike man? Never have I noticed a child at work expressing this sort of joy. The child is too intent on what he is doing. To absorb, to be aware of any accompanying emotion. Whatever the child does, whether expressive of fear, horror, or anguish, the effect on the spectator is one of joy. The work of a child never fails to make appeal to claim us. Because it is always honest and sincere. Always imbued with that magic certitude born of the direct, spontaneous approach. What a far cry it is from the felicitous products of the child's hand to the knowing, skillful work of an artist like Paul Klee, who had the ability to return us to the world of the child as well as to that of the poet, the mathematician, the alchemist, the seer. Learned in order to forget. He was a spiritual nomad. Some of his things are so explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? It's a real shock today to hear it. Talk, we don't hear such talk anymore, do we? We don't have such open minds either.
We have Henry Miller.
And there it is, the Henry Miller retrospective. A little bit of one anyway, there's quite a few more, but there's a few of them. It's a little overview there.
The one where he talks about finding your rhythm. I think that's something that a good suggestion for anybody. It's definitely a great metaphor for whatever endeavor you happen to be in, mm-hmm. because there's a rhythm to everything. I mean, to the creative process, to being able to just function as a human being. And I think a lot of times when things go wrong, we don't think about being out of we talk about being out of sync, but we really don't make the connection about that and being, you know, involved with a certain rhythm of life, if you will.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. Yeah, I think that's what I really like about Henry Miller, is that his life seems to have a certain beauty, rhythm, painting and talking to people, writing. There's a place for all of them, and they beautifully connect with each other.
I like how he uplifts. I like how he talks about, it doesn't matter. If you feel this is something that you love, you go out and you do it. Don't worry about whether it's not important to anybody else but yourself. I think that's that self-love, that self, that reformation, that's very important. I think a lot of people that don't or haven't found their way when they're in that stage coming into adulthood and whatnot, that's a real important thing to think about.
Yeah, I think I concur with that. And I guess our message to you folks out there, in whatever artistic field you're in, do it.
Do it, and without a doubt, as Henry suggests, find your rhythm. What works for you may not work for everybody else, but as long as it works for you, hey.
Do it said. And believe you will prosper.
Shakespeare said, doubt others, doubt yourself, never. I'm paraphrasing, but ultimately, that's the same thing. Thank you.
P.M.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
This has been an extended version of African Rhythms. I'll be back next week with Mike between 6 and 9. Some beautiful Zachary Bro there, Mike.
Oh, what is that called? Is that the one after 2 p.m. there?
Yeah, after 2 a.m. After 2 a.m. on the East Coast.
Oh, excuse me, on the East Coast. Pardon. But, Zachary, I hope now that people understand what's going on with them beautiful chords that you play.
Yeah.
You get some long overdue props.
Yeah.
Great moment. George Clinton and the gang. Some great, great memories, Mike.
Oh, I gotta tell you, more than anything, George Clinton is an innovator. He pretty much, very much like James Brown, decided he was gonna do his music his way. It didn't matter what the trend, what was going on at the time, because this particular cut, One Nation Under a Groove, was being played at the time where funk was not the order of the day. As a matter of fact, people were trying to go away from it. And for somebody like Clinton to stay the course and be true to his music, flows back to what we were talking about before Henry Miller did his little thing about finding the rhythm. George has always known where his rhythm is, and he stuck with that, and his rhythm paid off for him and everybody that followed him.
I think so. You know, it's a great track. Electric Spanking, Knee Deep. There was a few classics around that time. Combine that with Tear the Roof Off the Sucker and all those classics, and you have a real legacy.
Yes, indeed. If Mothership Connection was George Clinton's only work, he would stand as a funk pioneer and a funk master. But because George is still jamming to this very day, there are a lot of acts thankful for the fact that Clinton was always straight ahead with what he did. He believed in what he did and never, never flinched from staying true to the funk.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, let's play another funk tune, Timmy Thomas, coming up before 11 o'clock. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And coming up next, we've got CJ filling in for the Basements. He's going to bring in you some killer grooves.
All right. Great show, Mike. Well, fantastic, my
thank
friend.
You. Like this little extended action. I don't know. I better get us back to our 3 hours, man. I might get used to this.
Yeah, this is. It's been a marathon, but wonderful. We've had time to explore in a little more length and breadth territory. Did the Henry Miller spotlight, the Brazilian, and all of that.
We want to say whether you're out there where Henry Miller is, somewhere sipping a little wine in the Champs-Élysées in Paris, or if you're over on the other side of the water on Victoria, or if you're even up in the neck of the woods, out in the boonies, Williams Lake, Prince George. If you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
And I'm David Jones. Thank you, Mike. I wish you all out there peace and love.
Will you learn to dance?
Stay.